Lee Valley Walk 5, 3 Mills to East India Dock. Introduction.
Welcome to the Lee Valley Walk. 50 miles of waterside walking. All the way could take a week, but there's a Greater London section with one or two good days walking to get you fit for the real thing. The route takes in marinas, marshy nature reserves and historic sites. So, get out there, start walking and have a great time.
Walk 5 starts at Bromley by Bow and finishes at East India Dock, a distance of 2 miles. Or you can continue on to Island Gardens to complete the whole walk. Places of interest along this section are the Limehouse Cut, St Anne's Church at Limehouse, Bow Creek Ecology Park, East India Dock and Trinity Buoy Wharf. There are picnic spots along the way and cafes and pubs at Limehouse Basin Entrance, at the end of Limehouse Cut and a cafe at Trinity Buoy Wharf. The 6 walks average just over 2.5 miles and the directions given run from north to south. They are all accessible by public transport, so you can get there easily and also break off at any time, taking advantage of the extensive transport network. The London Connections map has information about the underground and suburban railway lines, so a copy is very useful. Or look at the Transport for London's website, www.tfl.gov.uk. For events on this and the other strategic walks, visit the Walk London website, www.walklondon.org.uk. This walk crosses some of the other strategic walks on its route, which you might like to follow or to take a note of for another day. Have a look at the other routes on the Walk London website. The walks will take on a different character as the seasons change and also at different times of the day and days of the week, so listen and watch out for these changes. Each walk and almost each area has a different character. You will find your route well marked. Just keep looking out for the Lee Valley Walk logo of the swan on the signage. The whole walk is relatively flat and level, but there are some steep cobbled ramps over waterways and locks. Some sections are not suitable for wheelchairs and pushchairs, and there are some stiles and kissing gates, which are currently being adapted. Although cyclists share much of the same route with walkers, pedestrians have priority. Nevertheless, listen and watch out for the bicycles. Oh, and before you start, let's clear up the matter of Lee, spelt L-double-E, and Lee, spelt L-E-A, the 2 ways of spelling the name of this route. The correct title is Lee, spelt L-E-A, Valley Walk, but the authority that promotes it is the Lee, spelt L-double-E, Valley Park. After years of dispute about the spelling, it was settled that natural features such as the river would be spelt L-E-A and the man-made features L-double-E. Simple really, isn't it? Lee Valley Walk 5, 3 Mills to East India Dock. 3 Mills to Bromley by Bow Gasworks. From Bow Road Underground or Bow Church DLR stations, turn right on Bow Road. Take care crossing the Bow Roundabout. Take the path immediately ahead on the right down to the Lee Navigation towpath. Turn right on the towpath to continue the walk towards the Thames. Join the towpath by the moorings at 3 Mills and walk towards Bow Locks. Here there is a choice of routes. One by the Limehouse Cut and the other by Bow Creek is in track 3. The Limehouse Cut route. You can follow the canal to Limehouse Basin. Cross the footbridge over Bow Locks and join the floating towpath which goes under the Blackwall Tunnel approach road. The Lee Navigation turns into the Limehouse Cut which runs to Limehouse Basin. Limehouse Cut took 3 years to dig and was opened in 1770 to avoid the natural oxbow bends and the tidal Bow Creek. The cut now enters the Thames through the dock of Limehouse Basin. The basin was dug in 1812 for the Regent's Canal, which carried the proverbial coals from Newcastle and was only linked to the Limehouse Cut in 1864. The former industrial buildings are now converted into residential units. The walk can then end at Limehouse Station. To reach the station, turn right from the swing bridge into Horse Ferry Road and then right again into Branch Road. This is the entrance to the Rotherhithe Tunnel. Turn left past a block of flats and the station entrance is on the right. You might want to make a diversion here to see Nicholas Hawksmoor's magnificent St Anne's Church. It was built between 1712 and 1724 for the growing population of the area and is a local landmark. The road before the locks is 12 Trees Crescent. Head west along the road for Bromley by Bow tube station or turn east to continue onto the Isle of Dogs. Although the name Isle of Dogs is first recorded in 1588, nobody is quite sure of its origins. Some say it comes from the greyhounds of Edward III, or it could have been the Isle of Ducks from the number of wildfowl there. Other theories are that it comes from Dutch engineers working on flood prevention, or that Henry VIII kept his hunting dogs in farm buildings in the area. The mystery remains. The walk by Bow Creek to East India Dock. On the alternative route, walk east on 12 Trees Crescent for the confluence of the River Lee with the Thames. The walk leaves the River Lee, which is known as Bow Creek as it heads for the Thames, and passes through an industrial area. One day, the walk will hopefully hug the bank again. Continue straight on, passing the Prologis Park Gatehouse. Prologis Park is a 264-acre site, mixed-use development by Prologis, the world's largest owner, manager and developer of distribution facilities. At the Bromley by Bow Gasworks, follow 12 Trees Crescent round to the right, passing the London Gas Museum on the left, where the Meridian Line is crossed. Bromley by Bow Gasworks is on the site of a rocket factory founded in 1809 by William Congreve, who invented the Congreve rocket, which was used in the Napoleonic Wars. The gasworks were built between 1870 and 1873 by the Imperial Gas Company and amalgamated with the larger works at Beckton in 1875. Gas production has ceased here, but the gas holders still store gas and are Grade 2 listed. Turn right onto Stevenson Street. Continue straight on. At the T-junction with the busy A173 dual carriageway, turn left and cross the road at the traffic lights, passing under the flyover. Canning Town DLR and underground stations are straight ahead, but to continue the walk, turn right on the slip road and follow the concrete wall. This gives way to mesh fencing and Bow Creek makes another welcome appearance. Where the railing ends, bear left off the slip road onto a path leading to the waterside. The Millennium Dome, the O2, can be seen straight ahead. A wander round Bow Creek Ecology Park is well worthwhile. It is signed and accessed over the Blue Footbridge. Bow Creek Ecology Park, once an ironworks and coal wharf, has won a Green Flag Award and is an educational nature park within a bend of the River Lee, designed around a series of created wetlands, including ponds, ditches and reed beds. They are all connected with sluices to control the flow of water. The site is very species rich, although many of the plants here, particularly the wetland ones, are the result of planting. The park, which is managed by the Lee Valley Regional Park Authority, is open every day of the week from 9 to 5. Otherwise, continue along the waterside. A petrol station on the right marks the approach to a large roundabout with artwork. The river bends sharply away to the left beyond an advertising hoarding. Do not follow the path, but take extreme care to cross the busy road of the Lower Lee Crossing. Traffic exiting the roundabout travels fast, while traffic entering the roundabout is controlled by traffic lights. Turn right, once safely across, and follow the road round to the left. The small entrance gate to East India Dock is marked on the left, but slightly set back amongst vegetation, so look out for it. Take the path which hugs the boundary round the edge of the dock basin until a ramp leads down to the first footbridge on the left, which crosses the lock. East India Dock to the Isle of Dogs. East India Dock has a long and eventful history. The Honourable East India Company was given its charter by Queen Elizabeth in 1600 as a trading company and was the driving force behind the formation of the East India Dock Company in 1803. A parliamentary act of that year created the East India Dock Company and granted it a 21-year monopoly for trading with the Far East. The dock, built in 1806, was needed for deep mooring. It could accommodate 250 East India men of up to 1,000 tons. These were the sailing ships of the company, and they must have been an awe-inspiring sight as they sailed up the Thames, having travelled halfway round the world, rounding the Cape of Good Hope twice on each journey. It was all very profitable, with the tea trade alone worth £30 million per year, as well as other goods such as spices, indigo, silk and Persian carpets. Spice merchants had warehouses nearby and were ready to receive the goods. However, in the later years of the 19th century, steamships started to take over, and such lines as the Union Castle came into the docks. The East India Dock was the first of the London docks to close in 1967, and is now managed as a nature reserve by the Lee Valley Regional Park, where kingfishers and terns flourish amid the salt marsh flora, unique this close to central London. To reach the confluence of Bow Creek with the Thames, walk over the footbridge and follow the path diagonally across the far side, leaving East India Dock by the Salome Gates, designed by Sir Anthony Caro, into Orchard Place. Turn right and follow the road down to Trinity Buoy Wharf. Trinity Buoy Wharf is where the Bow Creek meets the Thames. In 1514, Henry VIII granted a charter to Trinity House, the body responsible for navigational aids around the coast. Michael Faraday developed electric lighting for lighthouses here. Today, the former buoy factory is a centre for the arts. From here, you also get a full-on view of the Dome, the O2 building. The confluence of Bow Creek with the Thames lies behind the warehouse on the left as you enter. Retrace your steps back to East India Dock, crossing the footbridge again. Follow the path straight ahead, keeping the Thames to the left. The riverside path leads out of East India Dock Basin and continues in front of new housing at Virginia Quay, where there is a memorial to the first settlers who left for America in 1606. The riverside path is interrupted shortly after. Follow the tree-lined path round to the right to the end of the housing. Directly ahead is East India Dock Station. Either finish the walk at East India Dock Station or continue the walk through the Isle of Dogs to Island Gardens and a classic view of Greenwich.